This is Money Motivation and Mike, and I am your host, Michael Wainwright. In charge of all the controls is Jason Wright. And hello to you, world. This is the show that will change your life. You can contact us at info@mx3.vip and find all of our content at mx3.vip or on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@mx3podcast. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit the bell icon to get notified of all of our new content, which comes out every Monday morning around 9 o'clock. Hello to you, episode number 100 of Money Motivation and Mike. We have almost made it 2 years, Jason. Almost 2 years.
Indeed.
Coming up on it. And our numbers continue to rise. And, of course, we'd love to talk about those and make ourselves feel good. Just in the last 28 days, Jason, our watch time is up 50%. And we currently have 28,712 subscribers on YouTube as of the recording of this show. And just in the last 28 days, we've had over 56,000. Well, it's actually 56,153 views just to our YouTube channel. So thank you once again. And I was kind of going to do something unique for episode number 100. But there's some other things that caught my attention, and it has to do with inflation and how that's affecting all of us right now, and basically the cost of living adjustment, which is also known as COLA. And we'll get into that momentarily, but I have some unique information here for you before we get started that was just came out here by Genevieve Brown, who gets all of her information from the Social Security Administration, and it is on the top baby names in the U.S. right now.
Interesting.
Jason and Michael are not two of them. I just want you to know. All right. On May 10th, Social Security Administration officially announced their most popular baby names of 2023. Now, obviously, how do they get this? Well, it's people applying for Social Security cards on their brand new births of their new babies. So for the fifth consecutive year, Olivia took home the top spot for a girl. And for the fifth consecutive year, Lamb took home the spot of most popular. Lamb.
That's how you spell it.
L-I-M. Lamb. Not the animal. Not the lamb. Lamb. Like some people say it. Lamb.
Liam.
Some of them say it Liam. Lamb. That there's a very popular actor name. I've heard it Lamb and what you just said, Lamb. L-I-A-M for the last 5 years. Okay? There you have that.
I like it.
So here's number two on the boys list. Here's number two through 10. Noah, Oliver, James, Elijah, Matto. Matto comes in at 6. In 2022, it was 184th. Matto also means the gift of God. The reason I point out Matto is the name that has risen the fastest on the list. Number 7, Theodore, Henry, Lucas, and William. All right, now these new names of these babies, in my opinion, have been really mainstream. And I'll use the names of such as Deacon and Ledger, a couple of my grandchildren. But nevertheless, Noah, Oliver, James, Elijah, Theodore, Henry, Lucas, William, those are all old names. So who knows? Maybe bell bottoms and 100-year-old names are back. We have a lot of Williams in our family, Jason. Here's the top 10 girls. As I already mentioned, Olivia. Number 2, Emma. Charlotte. Amelia. Sophia. Mia. Isabella. Ava. Olivia. Luna. Number 10, Luna. L-U-N-A. Okay. And in addition to the top names, Social Security Administration also released, which was I've already talked about with Mato, the with the highest, the fastest rising names. Callie is the fastest rising girl's name. Whopping 1,692 spots. Still not in the top 10 yet, but has moved up 1,692 spots. Now, we go back over here at the, I mentioned Mato, but also, what's the TikTok creator's name? Wyatt Eden? That name is rising in a big time way. It was third on the list, and a lot of people talk about it being because of the TikTok creator, Wyatt Eden, who typically receives billions of views on a regular basis. So, for those of you who are out there pregnant, or for those of you who are not, there are the names, the most popular baby names, the most popular names of 2023 for our new residents in the United States of America. Now, that Social Security Administration stuff there also leads us back into our Social Security and inflation and how one affects the other. And obviously these seniors who are living on fixed incomes with the inflation rising greater than the cost of living raise that the seniors have been getting, more and more people, more and more seniors are falling into poverty. So as I mentioned, the cost of living adjustment, the COLA is meant to help Social Security recipients avoid a lower standard of living, but it hasn't worked really in our everyday world. In reality, it has not worked. Poverty has risen among Americans 65 and older to 14.1 in 2022. Now, the 23 numbers are not out yet. Poverty has increased to 14.1. In 2021, it was 10.7. That is the largest jump in increase, according to the U.S. Census Bureau data, ever. Who knows what it is of 2023? The numbers aren't out yet, but based on what we see here, it's going to be strong. Now, we've talked about on this show before how Social Security in the year 2035 is going to have a big-time deficit. Well, the reserves are projected to run out in 2035. Things will get worse, and you would think that Congress, who frankly is putting itself in a corner, would get to work on this. And you're 11 years away, and the failure to act is going to be, Social Security is going to be broke. And the Social Security trustees that put out some of the numbers, I've already said by the year 2035, a minimum 20% reduction in monthly payouts. Now, we've read stuff and brought to you on this show of up to 30%. So things have to happen. They have to happen fast, and they need to get that situation under wraps. Now, what's happened here is with the federal government is they have went out and spent your money on other things. One big old pot up there when Social Security should have been put to the side and left alone, and where they say it has or it hasn't, we know that it hasn't. But nevertheless, Social Security is in a dire strait. Today it's okay, but it won't be tomorrow. And basically the federal government, when we're out here, we're talking about all these different topics that frankly don't even go on inside the U.S. borders, and how important that is to elections and who our next president's going to be, et cetera, et cetera. We probably ought to start right here at our house with our Social Security and the benefits, or there the lack of, that's on the way down the pipe. So as I just told you, those numbers with Social Security and the cost of living just over the from 21 to 22 rose 3.2%. That's incredible. Okay. Now, they're already working on the 2025 estimate and how that inflation is going to affect. Now, the Federal Reserve, they try to keep inflation around 2%. All right. Now, we do have numbers for the first 3 months where in January. Now, you're also coming out of the new year. Inflation was 1.75, but in February it went to 2.4. And in March, it was 3%. So you're already back up to these numbers that we're talking about on how inflation and Social Security Administration and how those numbers have rose over the from 21 to 22. And now you're right back up there. So, you know, overall prices in the United States have increased 3.4% from the year before. Now, this is all according to the Labor Department consumer price indexes, and you would think that they'd be on top of that. Now, when we're talking about these seniors and what has affected their monthly number, okay? Seniors spend most of their money on a couple of different things. There's actually four of them. The number one thing that seniors spend their money on is hospital services, 7.7%. Transportation services. You think about this. Seniors spend 11.2% to get around. Transportation services, whether they're having to, get an Uber. And there's a lot of places in this world that don't have transportation such as that, a taxi. They no longer can drive. Family can't help them, whatever. Seniors spend 11.2% on transportation. Shelter, their home, or wherever they're living, assisted living, whatever, wherever they might be, has jumped 5.5%. Is up 5.5% on your shelter. Electricity, spending 5.1% of their money on electricity. Now, there's some reasons there why the poverty level for the seniors continues to rise. And once again, we are getting ourselves into another issue here with inflation. And I might as well point out how inflation has risen over the last couple of years. And the boys and girls in Washington, D.C. say that everything's great and that unemployment's down and this is getting better and that's getting better. Well, the cost of living is not. And inflation is continuing to rise. You know, and what is inflation? You know, it's a gradual loss of purchasing power, meaning it costs more money today what you bought yesterday, in essence. You know, and it's reflected in the broad rise of prices and goods and services and the things you need over time. You know, and then inflation is calculated. Now, I've got an inflation calculator that I've done a couple of things with here that's pretty unique, and we'll get into that here. But high inflation means that prices are increasing quickly. Low inflation means that prices are increasing more at a gradual rate. Prices are increasing more along the lines of what your income and how your income is growing. And a lot of people, their income is not growing, so inflation is higher, even if the prices haven't went up as much. But of course, we know the prices have went up greatly, and inflation is at an all-time high. If not, it's very close. You know, and while it's easy to measure prices with individual products over time, you know, humans need to extend beyond just one or two products. Individuals diversified, you know, the commodities that we need, the food, the grain, metal, fuels, electricity, utilities, transportation, healthcare, entertainment, labor, all those things have grown big time over the last couple of years. So let me give you some examples here. An inflation calculator. In 1913, an item that was $1 in 1913, that item today in 2024 is $31.67. That means that the cumulative rate of inflation has went up 3,067.2%. Over the last 111 years. That is inflation. Big time. Now, that was a 111-year example and how it went up 3,067.2%. What do you think a cup of coffee cost in 1970, Jason?
Cup of coffee, probably about 60 cents.
25 cents.
Ooh.
25 cents. Now, I'm not talking about... Well, there was no Starbucks that I know of in 1970. None of these big boy highfalutin coffee shops. I'm just talking about a cup of coffee at the local coffee shop, at the bacon and eggs places, some of the places that we know and love. 25 cents in 1970. 45 cents in 1980. All right, so it went up 20 cents, almost doubled. 75 cents in 1990. $1 in the year 2000. I can never remember a cup of coffee costing $1. Seems like it's more than that. Well, just 24 years ago, it was only $1. 2010, $1.25. 2022, that's the latest we have. $1.85 for a cup of coffee. All right. So in 52 years, it's went from 25 cents to $1.85. Okay. Now, you look at this and you think, well, it only went up 60 cents over the last 12 years. Okay. Well, that 60 cents into $1.25, that's still a 50% increase in coffee. And we know a lot of people that don't pay $1.85 for coffee. Mm-hmm. They pay $5 for a cup of coffee. It's got all the foo-foo stuff in it and the whipped creams and the extra espresso and a shot of that. But a normal cup of black coffee, $1.85 as of 2022. And inflation continues to go up. You know, the increase in the supply of money is the root of inflation. Though this can only go through determining mechanisms of the economy, the country's money supply can be increased by our government authorities. So printing money and giving it away to citizens may not be the best way to get inflation to go down. There are some pros and cons to inflation. Of course, when inflation happens, the price of something goes up. So let's just say your home, any of your assets, they go up. So your asset is worth more money than it was yesterday because of inflation. Well, that's a positive if you own a lot of assets. On the negative side of that, as inflation goes up, it costs more money to buy those assets. And you're not probably making any more money than you were yesterday. So it becomes harder to buy an asset. And we'll just use such as a house in real estate and how the house market has really crashed and how these lending institutions, these mortgage companies have laid off folk after folk. And that doesn't even factor in how our mortgage interest rates have grown so rapidly as well. So inflation going up, interest rates obviously go up, and then it shuts down some parts of our industries out here, and one of them being real estate. And you think about all the people that get affected by the inflation. It's not just the homeowner. Yes, the homeowner has the long-term 30-year mortgage, let's say, and paying more for that house at a higher interest rate that gets locked in, not only just doesn't affect the buyer, it affects all the contractors, everybody that's involved, the plumbers, the electricians, the AC, the framers, and then those crews. And then those folks take that money out into the community. Or when they don't have a job, they don't take it out in the community. And then your unemployment rate goes up. So inflation is a big thing. And it was just on my heart and mind today that some of the things that I have been reading, especially the cost of living adjustment and how that impacted us, and then went on and looked at for some other things, such as something as simple as a cup of coffee. So you need to be prepared and for more hard times, especially during an election year. And here we are only in May, and that election is 6 months away. A new administration 8 months away from coming into office. We need to get to that election and move on, regardless of who wins. Everybody has their opinion of who they want to win and why they think this particular candidate should be in office, but you need to factor in inflation. And Jason, just with that, I just don't understand why foreign policy takes such a high priority with our candidates, and why we get into a debate amongst two particular candidates for president of the United States, let's say, and we got to talk about foreign policy for half the show. Now, I understand that you need that, and you got to have friendly neighbors, et cetera, et cetera. But why are we not talking more about health care? Why are we not trying to figure out how Social Security Administration is going to survive with all these baby boomers that are up in date and due for their Social Security checks, who basically have carried Social Security for the last 50 years with their earning power? Why are we not talking about how to fix Medicare? We go and we got to talk about Gaza. We've got to talk about what's going on in Israel and all these other things. Why are we not spending more time on, well, you handed me this before we went on the show, how illegal aliens and how they're affected with their voting rights, and can they get Social Security at a later date, on and on and on. So why are we not attacking those things? And you ask the general public and the citizen out there on the street, and they don't know either. So we'll continue to try to work on some of those things and figure that out. But maybe it should be in law for an alien to vote, to receive benefits, etc. And right now we can't wait to get them across the border so that we can, I guess, stick our hand out and give somebody some more money. It's very aggravating. And when it comes down to it, most people vote by their pocketbook, and their pocketbook is being greatly affected right here. And people think, well, that Border Patrol really don't affect me because I live in Idaho. I live in Kansas. I live in Utah, and it does affect you. Everything that goes on in Washington, D.C. affects you, and it's just a trickle-down effect. That's why voter apathy and getting out and voting for doing your research and seeing what candidates are all about. And to me, that's what affects inflation, is how we're running the country and what we're doing and what we're not doing. So, 100th episode of Money, Motivation, and Mike, once again. You can contact us at info@mx3.vip and find all of our content at mx3.vip or on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@mx3podcast. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit the bell icon to get notified of all of our content, which comes out every Monday morning around 9 o'clock. Now, I know that next week will be the 101st episode, and I really wanted to recap the show on our 100th episode. So I'm going to do a recap of what we've been doing for the last couple of years on our next show, and we'll get back to that. But today, inflation, and inflation hurts. So until next time, for Money, Motivation, and Mike, for Jason and myself, continue to live your life the right way.